Rizuki. We have job openings at Democracy Now for video news production and digital fellowship programs. Go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us!
I have been dreaming all year long of a shiny new Mercedes that can fit into my palm.
Girl, I love to let you know how much I really care. I haven't got how are you guys and ladies and folks doing today? Good? Excellent. Welcome. My name is Jeff the Nerd. It's December 24th, Christmas Eve morning. Good day to you all. Coming at you live. That's right, in the studio on this very mild Christmas Eve morn here at CFRC. My name, again, is Jeff the Nerd. It's the annual holiday spectacular here on Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. The campus is empty. The studio's dead. I'm here by myself. It's going to be a good time. Thanks for joining me, though. You got me here until 10 in the a.m., and it's going to be a pretty darn good time, if I don't say so myself. Just heard brand new holiday classic from Tchotchke and the Lemon Twigs joining forces together at last. That one was called Tchotchke's. Only came out like 2 days ago. We're talking brand spanking new. We're here. We're clear. We're ready for Christmas. Over the next couple hours, we're going to be talking turkey from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Nice. That's right, Old Farm Fine Foods. If anyone's listening and they're in the Kingston area and they're desperate for a bird, Old Farm is open today until like 2 o'clock. And there are still a couple of turkeys that haven't been spoken for. So give them a call at the turkey hotline, 613-546-3276, or just look them up online. Give them a call. Get your name on that bird, because once all the reserved birds are gone, Old Farm is out of there for the holidays. So like I said, if you're desperate for a turkey, and not just, I don't mean myself, then call Old Farm up. Also on the program today, we're going to be tracking Santa Claus. We're going to get online, check out the NORAD Santa Tracker. I think Ryan Hall, y'all, from Kentucky, he's got a Santa tracking app going on today as well. So we're going to dip into that, find out where the big man is. I think he was at the Wolf Island Ferry Terminal yesterday, getting people loaded onto the traditional holiday bus boat. More on that a little bit later. And we do have some special guests coming in a little bit down the line after 9. My adorable young nieces are going to come on. They're off school. It's Christmas Eve. We're going to get them on here and find out their holiday wishes, their holiday dreams, and we'll dash them to pieces. It'll be fantastic. I have gifts that I want them to open on air because I'm the greatest uncle in the world. My name is Jeff the Nerd. It's the Holiday Spectacular. Thanks for coming along. Let's keep things moving and a-grooving from the classic album called Socks by J.D. McPherson. This one is called What's That Sound? Could it be the pitter-patter of reindeer up on the roof? Who knows? My name is Jeff the Nerd. Let's do this.
What's that sound at the door I hear? That same pretty sound last year. Neighbors are caroling around the town, trying to spread a little bit of joy around. I hear that sound, make me feel so fine. Sounds a little bit like Christmas time. What's that sound in the street I hear? I heard that same mighty sound last year. Parade drummers marching out 2 by 2, rocking out the holiday boogaloo. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. Same busy sound last year. Shoppers are hopping and humming a tune. Happy holidays and how do you do? What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. That same pitter-pat last year. Jingling bells and big black boots, a rattling chimney and 32 hoods. I hear that sound and I feel so fine. Sounds a little bit like Christmas time. What's that sound down the road I hear? I heard that same ringing bell last year. Ringing that thing like he's leading a band, trying to give a neighbor a helping hand. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time.
Time for the announcement.
Okay,
people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Is the time for giving. We learn that from since we're small. But from year to year it's the same old thing. Santa's coming to call. We always ignore it or forget it. This we know it's true. So this coming Christmas, let's all make an effort, get a present for Santa too. Let's trade in the old sleigh and the reindeer for a big car with a chauffeur. Get a helicopter, because everybody loves their old Santa Claus. Santa brought presents for everyone, but he had to squeeze to a chimney for Nicholas. What a horrible place to pass. Why not open your window or your front door so Santa could bring his gifts? I find that climbing on a rooftop and coming through a chimney is a whole lot of stupidness. Move him from the North Pole, cause it's so cold. Give him an apartment with modern equipment. I made a butler, he deserved. Let us show our love to dear Santa Claus. Drinking beer, whiskey, and rum, oh, Santa ain't getting on. And his jingle bells, there, oh, Santa Claus, wearing the same old red clothes. We should be ashamed, we should be blamed to treat Santa Claus like a brute. So let's chip in some dollars, take him to the tailor for a new continental suit. Take him out to a nightclub or a movie, get some fine chicks and give a party. It's time to chip in and do our share to make sure he comes more than once a year.
And from Jim Henson Productions, critics are calling The Muppet Christmas Carol the best Muppet film yet.
Prove it.
It's a new holiday classic and a 10 plus.
I love it!
The Muppet Christmas Carol, rated G. Now playing at theaters everywhere. Check newspapers for...
Xmas Eve. Another pointless day where I accomplish nothing.
Doing. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting all over the world and directly into your soul from Queen's University campus here in Kingston, Ontario, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and we are live. Hello and welcome. If you're just tuning in, it's the Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, Christmas Eve Spectacular. And boy, howdy, we're having a good time. I'm riding solo at the moment, but I'm expecting some special guests to come in a little bit. We're going to have some gift unwrapping, maybe talk a little bit about Saint Nick, maybe Krampus. We'll maybe talk about Krampus. Either way, it's a good time here at CFRC Studios. We just heard one of my favorite new Christmas songs. That was a band called Fur Trade, and that was called Christmas in a Cage. I don't know. I defy you to not tap your toes when you're listening to that one. It's a brand new classic. Before Christmas in a Cage. Sorry, I'm a little tired. I was up late last night watching Die Hard. Sue me. Before Christmas in a Cage, we had Big D Irwin with Little Eva and their classic, I Wish You a Merry Christmas. Also in that set, a Caribbean classic from Lord Nelson with Party for Santa Claus. And we opened it up with J.D. McPherson and What's That Sound off of the classic J.D. McPherson holiday album entitled Socks. Because who doesn't like getting a good pair of socks for the holidays? My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd. You got me until 10 o'clock. We are on Turkey Watch 2025. For those of you just tuning in, our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, Old Farm Fine Foods. Downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street, where all the holiday magic happens. Old Farm hands out turkeys. If you want to buy a turkey, get your name on the reservation list. They are open today until early afternoon. We always say on Christmas Eve that when the last reserved bird flies out the door, then we're gone as well. But there are a few, I mentioned this because there's a few turkeys that still don't have names on them. So if you're desperate for a bird, these are fresh, never frozen, free run, very healthy turkeys from Harley Farms. Check out their website if you want a little more details on the bird. Give Old Farm a call if you want that bird. Also, there's a couple boneless smoked hams that just came in yesterday from Hanover View Farms. I think that's near Peterborough. Either way, they're delicious looking. And there's two that have not been spoken for. So if you want a ham for the holidays, then get your buns down to, get your hot cross buns down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods. Like I said, I was up very late last night watching John McClane take down the Nakatomi Tower. I hope you guys have, a holiday standard, a holiday classic. What's the movie that you guys watch with yourself or your fam jam? Is it Christmas Vacation? Is it Krampus? Or what? I don't know. There's a lot of options there. Well, like I said, the nieces are coming in a little bit, so I'll pick their brains a little later about what maybe their favorite holiday classics are to watch. Yeah. Other things that are going on in and around the studio. Like I said, it's Queen's University campus. Everyone's gone. There's nothing sadder than seeing like the lone other employee coming into one of the buildings. At least we're in it together. But it's a quiet day in downtown Kingston. I hope you're all chilling out and relaxing. If you got to go to work, I hope it's an easy day. If you're on Wolf Island, I hope you've got your rowboat ready. I think they got the ferry working, didn't they? I don't know. I'm a little behind on what's going on with that. But either way, I heard that Santa Claus made a surprise appearance at the Wolf Island ferry terminal yesterday to let kids know that even if the ferry's busted, don't worry, those reindeer are still, they don't need ferry power. They're still going to make it, so don't you worry. CFRC Studios down here in Lower Carruthers Hall, it's awash with technology, and I've turned this temporarily into the Santa Tracker headquarters right now. I wanted to shout out, in case you're wondering, as always, there is the tradition of the NORAD Santa Tracker. They've been doing that since the late 50s, I think. If anyone knows the story, I remember broad strokes. It was about a little girl who was trying to call the North Pole, trying to call Santa Claus up to let him know what she wanted for Christmas. And she accidentally called like a secure phone number for NORAD. What was that? The North Atlantic Radar and something defense. Yeah, I mean, I guess like in the 1950s, there was probably only like two phone numbers anyway, so it's an easy mistake. But basically, ever since then, NORAD has been doing their annual Santa tracking. So you can log onto their website or check out their YouTube channel and find out exactly. Well, maybe not exactly. I'm looking at it right now, and the NORAD Santa tracker has got broad strokes. Right now, they're saying the jolly old Saint Nick is currently in the Pacific Ocean, just north of Australia. But there's a new Santa tracking website as well that I wanted to shout out. Regular listeners will know that not only am I a movie nerd, I'm also a bit of a weather nerd, and I've been watching Ryan Hall, y'all, for the last couple years on YouTube. He's a meteorologist out of Kentucky, does very good forecasts. This is sounding nerdy already, but he does very good weather forecasts and very good YouTube videos, and he has a companion, an AI bot known as the Y'all Bot. Because as you know, Ryan Hall, y'all, has to have his Y'allbot. And this year, 2025, Y'allbot has their own Santa tracking video going on. It's right now. It's live on YouTube. So if you want to check out Y'allbot, Y-A-L-L-B-O-T, they've got Santa clocking in New Zealand right now. So they're both very similar, like, locations. I think NORAD, though, because they've got a lot of, you know, irons in the fire, as it were. They're, like I said, their tracker seems to be a little more broad, general ideas, whereas Y'allbot kind of has it, like, down to a science. I'm looking at it right now. Bear with me before we get back to the tunes. It says that Santa Claus is currently in Auckland, New Zealand. Let me see. I'm just going to zoom in a little bit. Going at a whopping 30,000 miles per hour, an altitude of 44,000 feet. The joy level is at 99%. That's pretty good. Magic power remains at 93%. Reindeer power has gone down to 87%. When I looked at it earlier, the reindeer power is up at 93, and now it's dropping down to 86%. Those reindeer are getting a little tired. So if you're a kid and you're excited for jolly old St. Nick to make it over to this hemisphere tonight, to Canada, make sure, don't just put out cookies and milk for Santa Claus. Put out some carrots for the reindeer. We always used to do that as kids because they need it. Their power level's only at 86%, kids. They need all the help they can get. But it's going to be a while before jolly old St. Nick gets to us because, like I said, he is barreling past Auckland, New Zealand. And that is according to Y'allbot. So once again, check out Y'allbot on YouTube and find out what's good. There's also some live webcams to try and catch him on there. Anyways, like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. It's the Holiday Spectacular live at CFRC headquarters. And we're going to keep things a-moving and a-grooving. Hope you guys are ready for a few older Christmas classics. You know, we got to pepper those in. This is Darlene Love, star of the Lethal Weapon franchise, with her classic, All Alone on Christmas. And if you're all alone on Christmas, don't worry about it. You got me. You got the Nerd here on CFRC. Let's do it.
13,000 letters, all addressed to Santa Claus.
You want the people of Springfield versus Kris Kringle.
December mornings are so cold. I've been around too much, you know. No need to feel alone, 'cause now I'm coming home.
Christmas, and all through the home, not a creature was stirring, except for me and this poem. My sisters were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of candy bars danced in their heads. Then I sprang like a spring, and snuck like a sneak, down the stairs to the gifts for just a quick peek. When lo and behold, what did I see? Lisa and Maggie had just beaten me. I poked at my package and said, "This is rad, man." Then noticed Dad's shadow. He looked like a madman.
Oh, Maggie, oh, Lisa, oh, little Bartholomew, go upstairs, go right now before I kill all of you.
And so into bed we fled in a flash, awaiting till morning to open our stash. At last, daybreak came, and we scampered so cheerily, while Mom and Dad yawned and gazed at us wearily. For Maggie, a pacifier, for Lisa, some dolls, for me, a big burp gun which shoots ping-pong balls. Then on came the TV, and we started to doze through all the exciting Christmas-themed shows. So, to those of you grooving on my holiday rap, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good nap.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with Well,
The Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Jama, there we go. How are you all doing today? Fine? Good. Excellent. Thanks for joining me. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Local Lovelies, the Good Lovelies, with their holiday classic, Melekaliki Maka. I don't know why I said it like that. Very good tune, very great cover. If you were in town last week, I believe the Good Lovelies played their annual holiday show at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. I got talking to the, I think she said she was the head of the box office manager. She was chatting me up the other day and mentioning that in terms of ticket sales for that Good Lovelies show that they do every year, I think she said 85% of them were repeat, fans, people that come every single year. Now I'm just second guessing myself, thinking, was it the Good Lovelies or was it the Miss Emily holiday special? Either way, there's tons of great events that happen every year here in Kingston, Ontario. That's where we're broadcasting out of. If you're just tuning in, hope you're all having a great morning. It's Christmas Eve morn, December 24th, and I am here live, kicking it old school, as they say. Holding down the fort. It's a quiet, you know, nice morning here on Queen's University campus. I'm awaiting some special guests that will be coming in. But until then, I'm just here rocking out with you guys, spinning the wheels of holiday steals, getting you guys in the holiday mood. Before the Good Lovelies, we heard from the Distillers with their cover of the, I think it was the Ramones classic, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Or I Don't Want to Fight No More. Either way, it was a good one. We also heard the annual tradition of mine, the Simpsons holiday rap from, I think, that wasn't even season one. That was pre-season one. I think that was the Tracy Ullman show that was on. Good stuff, though, if I don't say so myself. Had the Corettes in there with their brand new one, Christmas I Can Hardly Wait. And we opened it up with Darlene Love and All Alone on Christmas. Darlene Love, an amazing talent. Only starred in 4 movies, I believe. The holiday classic, Lethal Weapon, and its sequels. My name's Jeff the Nerd at CFRC. And if you're just tuning in, we've been tracking Santa. We've got the NORAD Santa tracker up in CFRC headquarters, and we've got the new one, the Y'all Bot Santa tracker as well. Check that out on YouTube. That one's very accurate. I know that the NORAD one is good, but this Y'all Bot that's sprung up, pretty darn good, if I do say so myself. So currently, Y'allbot is saying that Santa Claus just left Sydney, Australia, barreling towards the outback at a whopping 2,700 miles per hour. And don't worry, the reindeer power level has gone up to 89%. So again, if you're a kid in Kingston, Ontario, and you're excited for the big guy to visit tonight, don't forget, don't just leave milk and cookies. Leave some veggies for those reindeer, because they need all the power they can get. Oh! Reindeer power up to 90%, and the joy level has gone up to 86%. This Y'all Bot, I tell you, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Those who know me know that I'm a nerd and I love data. Ugh, give me the sweet data. It's Indie Morning Wake Up, and we're brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. If you're in downtown Kingston, Old Farm Fine Foods is open today, but not long. Once that last reserved turkey goes out the door, we're out. We're out, and it's holiday time. But check out Old Farm Fine Foods if you want to get some good treats. There's a lot of cookies there, a lot of great snacks, a lot of fine cheese. Cheese has been flying out of there. And Old Farm, as many might know, sells libations now. Beer, wine, cider. Very good selection. And with the holiday season in full swing, it's been getting cleaned out a little bit. So get down there. Check out what they got. If you need a smoked ham, there's 2 boneless smoked hams that just came in yesterday from Hanover View Farms, and they're looking for a home. Could be your oven, could be your stomach. Either way, give them a cozy home. Get down to Old Farm, and one public service announcement. Old Farm is out of eggnog. I'm sorry. The Limestone Organic Creamery eggnog, the best in town. People dream of it. People write poems about it. Wars have been fought over this eggnog. We ordered like 4 times as much as that we normally get just last week, and it's all gone. I'm sorry, people have been coming and looking for it. Check out Limestone Organic Creamery's website, find out some other stores in town that might have it, or just get on down to the creamery. Get yourself that sweet nog. If you want to get some eggs, though, Old Farm's got a lot of eggs. You can just have to nog them up yourself. I've never made eggnog before. Maybe I'll try that out, since I've got the hankering. Maybe I'll give it a whirl. You ever see that old Conan O'Brien segment on his show with Martha Stewart where they're making eggnog? Ah, delicious. Looks really good. Yeah. Other things to get through. I just wanted to give a shout out to my one-time co-host and full-time brother, Handsome Grant. This is the first Christmas, I think, ever that he hasn't been in town. He is in the Canadian Forces. Shout out to all of our men and women serving overseas, abroad, and at home. I don't think this is classified. I think I'm allowed to say this on the airwaves, that Grant has been stationed in sunny Latvia, just north of the capital, Riga, for Operation Yiyata. So if he's listening, I know he's got the day off today. And it's 7 hours ahead, so I don't think Santa Claus has been there yet. But if he's listening, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone over in Latvia is having a good time today. I think he's going to go to Riga to visit some Christmas markets, is what the word on the street is. Longtime listeners will remember Handsome Grant co-hosted the infamous 2021 New Year's show where I I shattered a chair live on the air. That was a good time. He had a very disapproving look on his face, which has been burned into my memory. So happy Christmas to everyone that may not be home and may be out, you know, taking care of business. TCB, like I said, Operation Yayada. Don't you worry, though, folks. There is one Tim Hortons in the country of Latvia, and it is on the military base, specifically for guys like Hanson Grant. So, yeah. If you're in town, hope you're having a good time. It's a nice day out there. Get down to the rink, get some skating done. I'm sure there's lots of, I don't know what kind of events are going on. I'm not going to bother with it this week. It's Christmas time. There's probably something going on. Maybe Screening Room is screening Die Hard. Were you up until 2 in the morning watching classic movie Die Hard like I was? It's a fantastic film. It is a Christmas movie. We won't get into it, but it is a Christmas movie. It's a little bit before 9 o'clock. We're going to play some classic holiday tunes to get us over the hour. And then after 9, I have two little elves coming in today to eat some cheese, sample some salami, open some gifts live on the air. It's the greatest gift ever. If you want a lesson on what not to get your nieces, stay tuned. You got me here till 10 o'clock. It's the Christmas special live on CFRC. Coming up next, though, it can't be Christmas without a little Bob and Doug McKenzie. Christmas classic, The 12 Days of Christmas. Right here on your Christmas station, the Rocks of Christmas Nation, with your Christmas host, Jeff the Nerd. CFRC, let's do it. Reindeer power is up to 91%. According to Yalbot. Just want to put that out there.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing? Snow.
What? Oh, head. It's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Wrestling day.
No,
boxing day. Yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now. This is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right? Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the 6th, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
You forget.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Holzer.
Oh, 8 days of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smoke, 6 packs of 2 4 5.
Yeah.
Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
Five golden tubes, 4 pounds of baguette, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a dream.
What did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Bonus. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
and good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year.
Everybody.
Or on the 12th day, he could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store.
Could
have gone down
get some
to
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that has been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw. Take off.
Boy, that song is a beauty. Yeah, I think it ranks
hey,
up there.
Hey, CBS, with... what's coming on?
Friday, blast off to a galaxy far, far away. It's the Star Wars Holiday Special, starring all your Star Wars favorites. Will Chewbacca get home to his planet in time for the big Wookiee holiday celebration? Watch and find out.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas. Christmas, there is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby. Ooh,
baby. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear the magic reindeer click. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me some tight. What more can
Christmas, this is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. See, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
No, everyone's got stories to tell.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Sean and Taco.
Harrison.
And Alex.
From Oak Ridge Ave, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Holiday magic here at CFRC. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Jeff, the 6'7 nerd. 6'7, you guys.